This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler in Litchfield.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
Farmers are discovering crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois is a good fit for their farming operation. Albert Thompson of Perry County, Illinois, explains why he chose Farm Credit.
I took crop insurance out through Farm Credit Services, and they explained the programs well to me. I have no problem getting served well on claims and kept the wheels spinning in some rough, difficult times.
There's peace of mind in knowing your revenue is secure during volatile years.
I hear the statement from people that can't afford crop insurance. I can't afford not to have it. Because when we go into planting a crop in the spring, I know the minimum amount of revenue I'm going to have at the end of the year. That's something I never had without it.
Crop insurance provides farmers the flexibility needed to meet the demands of today's farming operations.
I can't imagine farming without crop insurance. As much capital is involved today, I'd have to reevaluate everything I do.
Call us at 800-444-FARM. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 13, 2013. Restrictions apply. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Don't miss the radial tractor tire rebate at Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield.
10 minutes after 6 on this Friday morning. First of all, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, March wheat trading at 784.5, up 3.25. May wheat trading at 792.75, up 3. March corn trading at 728.75, up 4.25. May corn trading at 729, up 3.75. March soybeans now trading at 1433.75, up 3.5. May beans trading at 14.19, up 4.25. The overnight crude oil market, 7 cents lower at 95.42. The Brent crude, 30 cents lower at 110.80. The February gold contract, 20 cents higher at $1,691. The U.S. dollar index, 0.106 higher at 79.755. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended the day at 781.25, down 3.75. May wheat ended at 789.75, down 4. July wheat ended at 795.25, down 2. March corn yesterday ended at 724.5, down 6.75. May corn ended at 725.25, down 6. July corn ended at 717, down 4.25. March soybeans yesterday ended at 14.30.25, down 6.25. May beans ended at 14.14.75, down 6.5. July beans ended at 14.06, down 6.75. March soybean meal yesterday ended at $414, down 51. May meal ended at $408.40, down 48. July meal ended at $404.10, down 45. March soybean oil yesterday ended at $51.49, up 18. May oil ended at $51.86, up 19. July oil ended at $52.10, up 19. March oats yesterday ended at $3.55, down 2.25. May oats ended at $3.60.25, down 2.5. Right now we take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
I'm Bob Breeze, and this is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were slightly lower on Thursday afternoon. Soybeans finished lower despite positive export news. there was an export sale of U.S. soybeans to an unknown destination of 240,000 tons. Weekly export sales were also very good. Soybeans exported at 1.788 million tons. Now into northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 6 cents lower, 7.10 to 7.30. Soybean bids were 7 to 10 cents lower at 14.19 to 14.36. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 6 cents lower at 7.18 to 7.36. And soybean bids 4 to 5 cents lower at 14.33 to 14.51. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 6 to 7 cents lower at 7.09 to 7.49. And soybean bids were 7 to 9 cents lower at 14.47 to 14.68. Wheat bids were 5 to 7 cents lower at 7.73 to 7.86. Now, moving on to the Illinois soybean processors. Cash soybean bids were 2 to 9 cents lower at 14.62 to 14.75. The basis mixed at plus 32 to plus 45 over the March. Hypro soybean bill on a truck basis was down $5.10 to $11.10 a ton, and bids ran from $4.24 to $4.34 a ton. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 7 to 10 cents lower at 7.29 to 7.48, with the basis steady to 3 cents lower at plus 5 to plus 24 over the March. Illinois River loading barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 7 cents lower at 7.26 to 7.27, the basis steady at plus 2 to plus 3 over the March. Soybeans ended 11 to 12 cents lower at 14.65 to 14.73, with the basis of 5 to 6 cents lower at plus 35 to plus 43 over the March. Now on to new crop wheat prices. They were 2 to 3 cents lower at 7.54 to 7.77, with the basis steady to a penny lower, minus 40 to minus 25 under the July. East St. Louis loading barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids at 6 to 7 cents lower at 7.24 to 7.27. These elevators dropped their soybean prices 7 to 11 cents with quotations of 14.80 to 14.90. Soft wheat closed 4 cents down at 7.95 to 7.96, and Milo ended the day 6 cents lower, 7.09 to 7.10. Now on to the contract bid to producers for new crop delivery. Northern and western Illinois, corn was 5.41 to 5.58, soybeans 12.35 to 12.50. In the central part of the state, corn was 5.46 to 5.68, and beans 12.45 to 12.60. In the southern part of the state, corn was 5.48 to 5.71, and soybeans 12.40 to 12.60, wheat 7.53 to 7.65. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon grain report.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, February hogs ended the day at 85.95, up 80. April hogs ended at 88.07, up 65. May hogs ended at 94.70, unchanged. February cattle yesterday ended at 126.60, down $1.92. April cattle 130.87, down 182. June cattle ended at 126.72, down $1.15. January feeder cattle yesterday ended at 144.40, down 267. March feeders ended at 145.85, down 237. April feeders ended at 148.22, down 202. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis were 377 higher, and calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 77.80 to 87.50, with the weighted average carcass price of 82.72. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady to a dollar lower on the lighter weights, light demand for moderate offerings. Beginning with the U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds, they brought 38 to 41, the 4 to 5 weights at 39 to 45, the 500 to 550 weights 41 to 46, and the 550 pounds and up at 43 to 47. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts and country buying points traded steady to $1 higher and ranged in price from 53 to 57. Receipts for Illinois hogs total 11,684 head. Greenville Livestock Auction had receipts yesterday compared to last week. Receipts of 611 compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers traded 2 to 250 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded a dollar lower, and slaughter cows traded steady. Starting out with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 123 to 127. Choice slaughter Holstein steers 111 to 118, and choice slaughter heifers 122 to 125. Slaughter cows, boners, were bringing 75.50 to 81, and lean 67 to 72. Feeder steers, medium and large, 450 to 5 weights at 146 to 153, the 5 to 6 weights at 136 to 144.50, and feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 3 to 4 weights, 141 to 147, 4 to 5 weights at 150 to 160, and 5 to 6 weights at 125 to 132. At the Walnut Livestock Sale in Walnut, they had receipts of 271 head. With the opening report compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers were $5 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded $2 lower. Now on to the choice slaughter steers. They were bringing 122 to 127. Choice slaughter Holstein steers 109.50 to 113. And choice slaughter heifers 122 to 124.50. From the National Car Lot Pork Report, trading was slow to moderate, with 97 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $83.88, which was 37 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $192.20, which was $1.63 lower, and the select carcass at $184.36, which was $1.84 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection for Thursday, cattle slaughter was estimated at 124,000 compared to 124,000 last week and 119,000 a year ago. The hog slaughter was estimated at 430,000 compared to 432,000 last week and 424,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 150, up 1. For block cheese, 170, unchanged. For barrel cheese, 165, down 1.5. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Thursday, 1810. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January, 731. For February, 735. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, 723. For February, 727. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for January, 1461. For February, 1453. And wheat delivered to Scottville, 761. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hawk Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, 731. Corn at Scottville, 723. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, 1461. And wheat at Scottville, 761. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday morning. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Our local weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-40s. We will have south winds gusting to 30 miles per hour today. For tonight, clear and windy, low temperatures in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, Saturday, sunny skies, the high in the mid-50s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy and colder. Low temperatures falling to about 10 above, high temperatures in the low 20s. Right now at the Weather Center, light south winds, the barometric pressure falling, our temperature 24 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro has everything you need to have a good time. And it's not just for kids, it's for adults. Virtual sports include hunting, golf, car racing, spinning bikes, batting cages, air hockey, and pool. Call 556-8558 for tee times. Memberships and hourly rates are available. BR Virtual Sports for the child in all of us. Located on School Street across from Vogel Lumber in Hillsboro.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Envirofoam of America. Earlier this week, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain trade. We discussed the supply and demand report that was released last Friday. He went over the differences between the government and private trader estimates.
There's various opinions. That's what makes a market work. But the bottom line is USDA numbers suggest that demand is much stronger than had previously been projected, and probably still necessitate some rationing. That's the side of the argument that I've been on for several months, and USDA is now starting to confirm that. There will always be those who see it the other way. As I said, that's what makes a market work. The key then, though, if we are in move into a buy-the-break type of a market situation, that would suggest that the majority is switching over to go with what USDA is saying on the strong demand and tight stocks.
They're always saying what I've heard is sell the rumor, buy the fact.
Yeah, the question is just how tight are stocks, both for corn and soybeans, and how strong is demand? And there becomes a tipping point where you have to take prices high enough to ration demand. The question is, we are at that tipping point now. The question is, which side of that are we going to come down? And the stakes are pretty high for end users and for producers both.
That was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Here's an update of the area livestock markets. First, a report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. We join Jerry Milberg of the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Receipts for the auction on Wednesday totaled 611 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers traded 2 to 250 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded steady to a dollar lower. Slaughter cows were steady, and the slaughter bulls were steady to a dollar higher. And the feeder cattle traded mostly steady to $2 lower. Choice slaughter steers range from 123 to 127, with select and choice steers at 115 to 122.50. Slaughter Holstein steers choice at 111 to 118. Select and choice Holstein steers at $100 to 110. And slaughter steers, slaughter Holstein steers selects 1 and 2s. Those traded at 90 to 97. Slaughter heifers choice range from 122 to 125. Select and choice heifers at 120 to 123.50. In the slaughter cows, boning type cows average dressing at 75.50 to 81. High dressing boning cows at 84 to 85. And some low dressing at 70 to 74.50. Lean cows average dressing at 67 to 72, high dressing 73 to 76.5, and low dressing lean cows at $55 to $65. Slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds, low dressing at 70. Slaughter bulls over 1,500 pounds, average dressing range from 85 to 92, with some high dressing at 93.50. Feeder steers, medium large ones, 4 weights at 146 up to 153, some 5 weight steers at 136 to 144.50. Feeder Holstein steers, large threes, three weights at 101 up to 109. That's a five-weight Holstein steers at 81 to 91. Those were value added. And feeder heifers, medium and large ones, three weights at 141 to 147. Four-weight heifers at 150 to 160, and five-weight heifers at 125 to 132. In the feeder bulls, the medium and large ones, four weights range from 140 up to 159, with five-weight feeder bulls at 136 to 157, and some six-weight feeder bulls at 132 to 139.
Now an update from the United Producers Market at Shelbyville.
Receipts for the auction this week totaled 470 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers traded $2 to $2.50 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded $4 lower in a light test. Slaughter cows and bulls were mostly steady, with the feeder cattle trading mostly $2 to $4 lower. Choice slaughter steers range from 123 to 129.25, with select and choice slaughter steers ranging from 115 up to 123. And select steers range from 105 up to 115. Choice slaughter Holstein steers at 111.50 up to 114, with some select and choice Holstein steers at 106.75 up to 112, and some select Holstein steers at 90 up to 99. Slaughter heifers choice, those range from 123 up to 129.25, some select and choice heifers at 120 to 124, and select heifers at 110 up to 115. In the slaughter cow market, breaking cows average dressing range from 84 up to 84.5, boning cows average dressing at 80 to 84.50, with high dressing 85 to 88, and low dressing boning cows at 70 to 79. Lean cows range from 68 to 73, which were average dressing, high dressing at 74 to 77.50, and low dressing lean cows at $55 to $66. Slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds average dressing at 81.50, with some low dressing at 76, and some slaughter bulls over 1,500 pounds average dressing range from 84.50 to 91.50, with some low dressing bulls at 70.50. Feeder cattle, feeder steers, medium and large ones, five weights range from 140 to 142, with some six-weight steers at 138. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, four weights range from 142 to 146, five-weight heifers at 138 to 143, six weights at 125 to 136, and some seven-weight heifers range from 129 to 133.50. That concludes our recap of the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville for Tuesday, January 15th. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The Pork Checkoff has taken an aggressive approach to PRRS, or Porcine Reproductive and Respiratory Syndrome. According to the Pork Checkoff Director of Animal Health Information and Research, Dr. Lisa Becton, the Porcine Reproductive and Respiratory Syndrome Initiative Research Summary Booklet was published this past year. The publication highlights all Pork Checkoff-funded PRRS research from 2004 to 2011.
A lot of the focus that we have currently is looking at how do we support elimination projects. So, for example, we still look at how do we make sure we have the best diagnostics available. And it's looking at diagnostics in a couple of ways. One is the ease of use. So we've done a lot of work in support on oral fluids or the use of cotton ropes because it's a great way to get a population-based sampling, and it's extremely easy to do. So that's one thing that we've supported. Another is looking at improving how we can look at the sequencing and the protein detection of PRRS in multiple different platforms. There's some tests out there that people are looking at being able to test for multiple pathogens on one sample versus having to have multiple samples for multiple tests. So that helps reduce cost and gives you more information. Better bang for your buck, essentially.
Dr. Becton says Pork Checkoff research is trying to determine how PRRS impacts the body of the pig.
Where is it that it targets in the pig? You know, even on a genetic level, how does this virus affect the genetics of the pig? And are there genetics that are resistant to PRRS? Are there some that are not? So we're really honing even deeper into, you know, some of the molecular mechanisms of PRRS interaction with the host. A lot of it sometimes seems very far removed from the farm, but if we don't get a handle on the basics of how this virus acts, then it's going to be very hard to bring it back into play on the farm side.
The Pork Checkoff has made a significant investment in researching the porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome virus. For more information, go to www.pork.org. According to the latest seasonal forecast from the Climate Prediction Center, dry conditions are expected to continue from the central Great Plains to Texas through April. In fact, Director of Agricultural Services for Commodity Weather Group, LLC, Joel Widener, says the drought will persist through May with warm temperatures and below normal rain in the western half of the Midwest. Widener suggested about 50% of the Midwest will remain in drought conditions. On the Saturday Farm Show, Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau Radio Network has a sit-down interview with Illinois Farm Bureau President Philip Nelson. The Farm Show, Saturday morning at 6:15 on FM 106 and a Saturday afternoon at 12:45 on both WSMI AM 1540 and FM 106. The Mid-Illinois Sport Horse Organization is hosting their annual awards party, silent auction, and meet and greet on Sunday the 27th, and that will be held at Fairmount Park. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack is reminding producers to complete their Census of Agriculture forms. The census is the only source of uniform, comprehensive, and impartial agricultural data for every county in the nation. While addressing farmers and ranchers at the American Farm Bureau Federation meeting in Nashville this past week, Secretary Vilsack called the Census of Agriculture one of the most important tools for providing certainty to producers and sustaining the unlimited economic potential of rural America. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, March wheat is trading at 785.5, up 4.25. May wheat trading at 794, up 4.25. March corn now trading at 728.75, up 4.25. May corn trading at 729, up 3.75. March soybeans trading at 1434.25, up 4. May beans trading at 1419.5, up 4.75. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106, beginning with the opening commodity markets this morning at 9:32. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by EnviroFoam of America.